Can you guys stop swearing? I have children over here. Next time you swear, I'm gonna call the cops.
Well, you know, I have that problem too. I've been missing socks too, and I just looked under my bed, found a whole bunch of them. So, go look for them. Look for them there.
To your socks? Did I hear you right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was folding socks last night, and, you know, because, you know, JT lives large on a Saturday night. You know, he parties down, you know, folding clothes. And I'm like, I'm missing a whole bunch of socks. So I'm like, why don't I just look under my bed? And there's literally like 20 single socks underneath my bed.
Yeah, I know how that goes. I have cats. They push them there. Yeah, I totally also live large on a Saturday night. I shot a video for my YouTube channel. Yay. Somebody's watching TV or listening to the radio.
Yeah, my girlfriend's in the shower, and she's got her music blasting right now.
Gotcha. That's all right. We'll deal with it.
Currently listening to Live.
You know, I like that band when I hear them on the radio, but when I saw them live, they are fucking awful.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about anyway?
Live.
Oh, yeah,
I liked that band when I was in, like, high school, and then when I got out of high school, I didn't like that band anymore.
I was always meh. I don't hate them. I really don't quite on my way to listen to them ever, though, so...
I saw them open for Guns N' Roses, and they were just like, okay, what happened to that band that was on the radio in the 90s? Like, and it's the original singer is back. The guy that played the waiter in Fight Club. Like, it was like, dude, what? Maybe they should have kept you out of the band. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I remember listening to one of the shows on XM, when they were talking about him rejoining the band, they were like, oh, it's such a big deal, he's back. And I'm like, no, it's not 1997 anymore. Sorry, they're kind of done.
I don't think they've, like, done anything other than, like, tour. They haven't put out any new music that I know of. Which is, you know, probably good, because, like, they weren't good when I saw them.
Why are we talking about Live anyway?
Coaster's girlfriend was listening to them in the shower.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I missed the beginning, so I was just like, how the fuck did we get on this topic?
Well, I talked about missing socks, so, you know.
Yeah, that's what I always think of. Okay, cool. No, so you missed the beginning. You're like, how the fuck did this segue into Live? And now we know.
Well, no, you didn't get news into the show notes, and I didn't wake up until 5 minutes ago, so we figured we got to pad the show out somehow.
Yeah, I had to go buy a hard drive, because I think my laptop is toast.
Oh, that's always fun.
Yeah, they didn't open until an hour before the show. And I was like, we'll see how this goes. Road construction season is upon us.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
So, yeah, they really fucked me over, man. They found a way to, every single way I can go, there's three options, all of them got me every way I go.
Oh,
so
man.
It's just like, roll the dice and see how fucking late I am today. You know, it's like, okay, what are you going to do, right?
Right.
Oh, well. But no, I got back in time and just kind of making a backup of it on the same computer. So we'll see how Skype functions with this.
Oh, that's good.
It's powerful.
Right. Yeah, should be all right.
I like to try to keep this one offline. This is like the one I use just for sound stuff, and no other choice. So let's do this.
Meanwhile, I figured out how to do this show without my laptop. So I'm just like, yeah, okay, cool. I don't have to. That's less work I have to do to set up the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been. Well, yeah, y'all know I haven't been sitting in my office in months, so I've been doing the show sitting on my couch watching Monk for like the last 6 months, and I'm like, shit, I can Skype you from my phone, and I can be on my iPad for fucking online shit. Why am I sitting in front of a fucking computer screen on a fairly uncomfortable desk chair for 2.5 hours?
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm still in the studio. It's just I don't need my laptop now. I just do it off the main computer. Fancy.
Yeah, I'm in my living room.
Where were you going with that, Joe?
I said, it alone loves you?
I was just going to say that.
Oh, God, they're in sync again.
Okay. Dueling red.
You know, that whole like born on the same day, few years apart thing, kind of.
They're Siamese twins, just a little bit late.
Yeah, Joe was the lazy one. He didn't want to come out. He stayed in the womb for 3 years.
Well, yep. Duh. He knew he had a good thing. He wasn't dumb enough to bail on that,
right?
But in my defense, I had to get out because I had the umbilical cord wrapped around my neck. Joe was trying to kill me before I was born.
Purely understandable, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. You hear him every week on this show.
People are like, and that's when I killed him, Your Honor. Case dismissed.
I don't know if a twin kills the twin while still in the womb, is that murder? I mean, abortion is apparently murder. So,
well, I don't know, because you got to think. Well, it depends on what side of the fence you're on.
Yeah, because one side of the fence is getting killed.
That's true.
Well, so then if that's going to be true, then in those cases where one twin absorbs the other one in utero, is that cannibalism or murder or both?
I think isn't it under the category of kind of a form of cannibalism or something? Is that the medical term that cannibalizes the other one or some shit like that?
I've seen it described that way, but I'd really like to know what the charges would be in that situation.
Yeah, on a legal level, I have no idea. That's because we're talking about like moral and ethical politics. But otherwise, I don't know. I was under the impression, wasn't one of those Stephen King books was like that, right? The Dark Half?
Yeah.
So long since I read it. I was under the impression that was actually like a medical term, but I have no idea. I'll have to toss the Chronic on. Maybe it's on the CD. The doctor isn't, right? I don't know.
The album's coming out this summer, G. We're not supposed to talk about you're not supposed to talk about the track listing.
Is there one coming out? Has Dr. Dre got another release?
No, the doctor. You forget your own memes, don't you, G?
Yeah, I make so many. I have no idea.
The Dr. JT meme you made.
Oh, yeah, right. Nice. That's a couple months back now.
I was gonna come out with another promo with a bunch of with a list of songs. I came out with a track listing one night at the night job. I forgot half of them now, but there were some weird. I came up with some weird titles. But like I said, I forgot them all now. But I was like, I was gonna post something with like it. This track featuring Joe, Think So Joe. This track featuring the coaster, you know, all shit like that.
I would say, why would you feature me on your rap CD? But then there's that video of me performing California Love with XM Priory a few months ago.
Not that there's really an actual rap CD I'm coming out with, but you know.
Still better than Macho Man's album.
Wait, whose album?
Macho Man.
Oh, yeah.
Be a man, Hulk!
Speaking of Russell's and rap albums, is Leo Rush has something coming out. I thought I saw.
Yeah, his entrance music thing is apparently kicking off into something a whole lot bigger.
Does anyone know anything else about it? I just remember seeing a headline in my newsfeed.
I haven't even listened to it yet. I actually meant to, just to know what was going on, but I have not gotten around to that yet.
Okay. It is rap, though, or is it something else? For some reason, rap stands out, but maybe I'm just being racist. I don't know.
Well, he and the big guy, because apparently they're doing a Shawn Michaels Diesel kind of pairing. All of the stuff they've put out looks like your typical rap album, so...
Okay, let's just all make sure it's rap. I wasn't wrong about that. It turned out to be like polka. I feel like a total like racist shit. I'm like, oh yeah, I just assume that because he's black, right? I'm really scrambling. Like, what did I see in the news? I saw something Leo Rush music, and I'm like, okay. Cool. I feel better about myself. Awesome sauce. Okay. Leo Rush still works for the WWE as well, right? I totally don't remember anything about this guy now.
Like, well, huh. He after he got in trouble for the not being ready for Asuka thing.
Yes, and, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah, he was that guy. That's... And you know, people were clamoring for him to be fired, and then he, I guess, got put on social media probation or something. They didn't fire him. He just wasn't doing anything publicly, but he's been on house shows in NXT, and he's apparently going to be coming back in a bigger way now. I mean, he's a really good wrestler if you like the, you know, acrobatic, high-flying, crazy style, but he's just gotten himself in trouble because he is very young and very immature and says stupid things.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
I think it's network. I don't know if the podcast is broadcasting live on the site. Just an FYI.
You're right. It's broadcasting on the wrong site. Oops. Okay. Well, we're gonna stop for 1 second here.
Thanks, our troll.
The irony.
Okay, we're back.
You're thanking her.
Now we're on the right server. All right. The full podcast will be on the podcast, but we're on the right server now. Shout out to all WNY Radio for broadcasting the first 15 minutes of the show. Oops.
Oops.
Oh, well.
So, nice. How you been?
I'm good.
Oh, hi, Mark.
I saw him in the Skype, and I didn't even realize he was here. He's been so quiet since we started.
It's cool. My own mother forgot me.
No, I didn't forget about you. I see it. See, my phone's got everybody that's on the call, so I saw him. I know he was here, so...
That would literally happen like during the school holidays. I'd come downstairs and she'd be like, fuck, I forgot you were here. I would have loved you very much. I'm good. I just had nothing to contribute because I'd never even heard of the band that you guys were talking about.
you're not missing much. Yeah.
Couple of mid-90s hits, and that was about it.
Well, I was like 5 in the mid-90s.
Basically, all of their hits are on one album.
Drawing Copper.
Yep.
I think that's the only album I have by them. Oh, actually, no, I have the one after it. Wasn't very good. So.
Like, Throwing Copper is a halfway decent album, like, start to finish, and then, like, the rest of the albums are just like, Okay, here's that song they played on the radio. What the fuck is the rest of this shit? Yes, we're back to talking about live. I don't know how that happened.
We talking about live. How about we talk about live wrestling or something? Or was that so pointless this week? Did that not happen this week?
I don't remember.
No, it happened. I just don't remember most of it.
Yeah, I watched Raw.
It's Backlash tonight, apparently.
It is, yes. I watched Raw, and I did not watch SmackDown because I completely forgot about it. And, yeah.
A big cast kicked a midget in the face.
Oh, that's right. I watched the highlights, so I saw that.
Because that classified as a highlight for some reason.
I mean, it was a midget getting kicked in the face.
Yeah.
That's a highlight every time.
At least he didn't sit down on a chair to do it like Kevin Nash did.
Right.
But admittedly, that was funnier. King of the X Division.
I remember Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens being like super over because they were in Montreal.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't see all of it, but you know, GIFs are a wonderful, glorious art form for those of us who don't have TV. And apparently, the Sami and Kevin yelling stuff in French was absolutely glorious, and I would have really liked to have seen that. That would have been fun.
The fans were chanting we, and Kevin Owens just looks at Roman Reigns and he says, "That means yes."
He likes this idea.
Now, I vaguely remember some things about Raw this week. Was everybody wanted to fight Roman Reigns. And somehow we ended up with a 6-man tag out of it.
Teddy Long back? What?
Might as well be.
Wait, there's 6 Roman Reigns?
Yeah, it ended up being Roman Reigns, Bobby Lashley, and Braun Strowman against Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Jinder Mahal.
Like, was it good?
No.
Okay.
Did you hear who was in it?
Yeah. I just figured I'd like try to end the awkward silence. That's all that happened, eh?
That's all I remember.
It's like a 3-hour match.
Might as well have been. No, there's an Intercontinental title match was the main event. Seth Rollins and Finn Balor.
That one was good. That was his thing.
That one was good. But I don't remember anything else from that show. I know they teased that they're going to break up Rusev Day.
Oh. Yeah, that was. Yeah.
That is just a horrible idea.
I agree.
Yeah, we've got this guy who's over as a massive baby face. Let's do something with him by turning him heel. And he's already a heel anyway, so I guess. I was surprised at how over Lana was. People really love tits. Mind you, I completely forgot she was there at all. Because she was like managing Tamina for a while, then Tamina disappeared too.
Yeah. My phone's going off for some reason. I don't know why it's even... why my ringer's on.
I can't for life remember what happened.
Yeah, it's... I'm drawing a complete blank. I have no idea.
I'll just say nothing happens.
Might as well.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
No, they also broke up Absolution, kind of.
But didn't Paige tell them that they were done? It wasn't just a random thing
they
on their
came
part.
In and they were basically asking her for a favor because they used to be together, and she was like, "No, you guys, Absolution's dead. This is kind of my job now."
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll probably stay together as a tag team, but they've established they're not getting any special favors.
Did they actually win any matches back when they were three?
Yeah,
I remember them running in and trying to beat down people, and then like 800 other women would come out and they'd always be outnumbered.
Yeah, I really don't remember them getting
them. It was just kind of that unfortunate thing with Paige's neck that they started and then she was like basically done like a couple weeks in. That's all I really remember about that group at all. It's just like, okay. And then it was just this numbers game thing and never had any resolve. So maybe a reboot would help them. I have no idea.
But you can still buy their merchandise.
I don't know, man. Unless I missed something, I mean, they basically did nothing with them anyway, so.
Yeah, they didn't really do anything at all.
Okay, well, that was Raw, huh?
That was SmackDown.
Yeah, we've
it's all the same.
Raw and SmackDown.
Okay, I didn't watch either.
It felt like an exciting show because the crowd was so hot, but what actually happened itself was not a whole lot. So it was entertaining to watch just because the Canadian crowd were always amazing. But what was actually presented on screen wasn't very memorable at all.
Yeah. Well, of course we're amazing. We're Canadians. how do you expect us to not be amazing? We're just the best people out in the world. We're Canadians. That's it.
Yeah, I'm the best. The other one's me.
Ronda
I separated.
Ronda
my
Rousey
house,
was
my
in
own
Natalia's.
Country.
Ronda Rousey was in Natalia's corner on Raw. That was a thing. She chased Alexa Bliss around. Bobby Roode.
Oh, there was a moment of bliss. That was good. I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody posted that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Pika or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured I saw the only good thing on Raw. That's why I didn't watch it.
Bobby.
I remember. Yeah.
Bobby Roode threw, or Elias threw Bobby Roode throat first into the turnbuckle.
Oh.
And that ended that match.
That was not in the Hulu cut.
Ruby Riott wrestled Sasha Banks and won. Titus O'Neil fell down again, this time on purpose, costing Baron Corbin a match.
They're killing their own meme.
The authors.
Well,
of,
that's what they always do.
Yeah, the authors of Pain beat Jean-Paul and Francois.
Yeah, well, let's not forget when Jerry Lawler roused the crowd into a round of fandangoing.
Yeah. And Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt were photoshopped into a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Photoshop promos never get old. They really don't. I actually did enjoy that.
Samoa Joe challenged the winner of AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura. Randy Orton and Jeff Hardy beat The Miz and Shelton Benjamin. Xavier Woods beat Sheamus. Andrade Cien Almas is still coming soon. And Charlotte, Asuka, and Becky defeated Carmella and the Iconics, which is now spelled with two I's for some reason.
Oh, it always has been.
Yeah.
It's because there's two of them, you see.
We went over this. There's like a copyright deal or something.
No, that my
oh, did someone copyright the Iconic duo?
It was a company. Yeah, it's like a clothing or bag, handbag or something like that.
I wondered why they changed the name, because Iconic duo makes
yeah. That was like when they debuted it was like a couple days later that it was reported. We talked about it on the show, man. It just wasn't that interesting because, well, They're Australian, and we hate Australian people, so.
When we talked about it on the show, that was me wondering why they were no longer the Iconic Duo. I had no idea that they were spelling Iconics with two I's.
I'd seen it in a couple of show reviews that they were spelling it with two I's. I didn't know it was official, but it seemed to be the thing. So,
talking about the Riot Squad?
Yeah, it's the Riot Squad and the Iconics.
Yeah. So that's your answer.
If you're a female group on SmackDown, you have to have two. I guess the Riot Squad's on Raw now. So if you're a group in the WWE.
Go ahead.
If you're a female group in the WWE, you have to have double letters somewhere.
And that's why
I recall that one of the male superstars finally got one of their names back.
Apollo Crews.
As I was saying, they called Apollo Crews again. Someone probably got fired for that blunder.
So that's all that happened in WWE this week, leading up to Backlash tonight. But the big news, but the big news apparently came out of New Japan this week.
Oh, good God, did it ever!
Yeah, that's like the only thing I do know about. But I figured there's no point putting that in the news.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, I am not normally gonna be the I told you so person because those people are irritating as shit, but in this case I freaking was, because from the day after New Year's Dash, when Jericho showed up and attacked Naito for no reason at all, everybody else seemed totally content to drop it and believed what Jericho said when he said he was done. And I was like, dude, no. This is not over. Yeah, not at all. And like the day before it happened, I guess word got out, because all of a sudden every single wrestling site and every single wrestling podcast was just jumping on the bandwagon that, Jericho, and this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And they start talking like they had said so all along. And I'm like, you did not. I read your sites and listened to your podcasts. You did nothing of the sort. And in fact, some of you said that I was dumb for saying it would happen. So there.
You said it yourself. Jericho's the master of working people on social media.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So whenever he says something, you cannot take it at face value. Doesn't mean it's a complete lie, but you cannot ever assume that anything publicly said by Chris Jericho is true. He's too good at what he does for that. So, the big deal being at the second night of Wrestling Dontaku, which was finally the end of this tour that I thought was never going to end. you had another 5-on-5 tag match with Los Ingobernables de Japón fighting Suzuki Goon. L.I.J. gets the win. Naito is basking in the adoration of the crowd, like he does, and starts walking to the back. And he's usually fist bumping people on either side. He doesn't look at anybody. He just walks straight ahead, and they do the fist bump thing. And you see somebody just grab his arm and pull, and he gets pulled into the rail and gets punched in the face. And then this guy jumps the railing and just starts wailing on him and drags him to the ring. And it's a guy in black pants and black boots. He's got an LIJ hoodie, and he's even wearing a Bushi mask. And so he beats the stuffing out of Naito some more. He stands up and he starts pulling off the mask, and then he can't get it off. He apparently did not try to take this off beforehand. The mask is way too small for his head, and it won't come off. So there was this really awkward moment of him trying to get the mask off. And then you see it's Chris Jericho, and everybody goes completely insane. And you want to see something really funny. I don't know who did it, but some genius posted on Twitter a picture of Jericho right after he took off the mask, because he had the dark eyeliner and lipstick like Bushi wears under his mask. I mean, he went all out with it. They took a picture of Chris Jericho like that and put it right next to a picture of Eddie Izzard in full makeup and said, and it's pretty creepy how close they look. But, you know, that attack was not enough. And Jericho goes back and grabs the ring bell, which is attached to a pretty heavy piece of wood. He clocks Naito in the head with it. And the amount of blood was legit uncomfortable. I mean, we're talking not just, you know, Stone Cold Crimson Mask. By the time he got to the back and basically collapsed on the floor to give one of the absolute greatest, you know, promos of all time, part of his face looked black. There was so much blood, and it was in pools underneath him. And I'm watching this going, okay, something went wrong. There's no way that much is supposed to be a thing. And a lot of people were talking about it afterward because it may not be a policy, but generally speaking, New Japan doesn't do blood. Not their thing.
Is that the picture I'm seeing right here on Twitter? It has the caption underneath that says, "There's nobody else in this world quite like me."
Yes, yeah. That. And you got to go to their YouTube and play it with English subtitles. It's incredible. And the idea that, you know, somebody who's just lost that much blood is able to, you know, pull this off. He does pretty much what he did the last time Jericho attacked him, which is to completely no-sell Jericho's entire career in two or three sentences. And it's great, but yeah, another thing about it that's great that, you know, if you're a longtime fan and follower, the entire time that Naito has been this ingobernable persona, he's never been angry. Not once has he been visibly angry. And now he is. There's a little moment in the back where you can see it. And this is a huge thing. So, you know, where it's going to go, nobody is entirely sure. But I had that theory about the Intercontinental title, and so far it has not been proven wrong. Because, you know, that was another thing is, why did he win the Intercontinental title, you know, with all the history and everything with that? And I think it's because the Jericho thing was going to happen. I know I said it on the other show, but, you know, Jericho had 9 IC title reigns in WWE. He's considered pretty much the best one they've ever had. 319 days altogether. Naito had 4 IC reigns before this one, so now he's on his 5th, and that was 259 days. So if he won the title again, which he did, if he holds on to it for another 60 days, he's going to tie Jericho for the number of days, but he'll do it in half the title reigns that Jericho had. And when does that day come? June the 28th. When is their show in San Francisco? July the 7th. So it kind of makes sense if they're going to add that to it, because if you watch Jericho's nearly incomprehensible rant on the way out, I mean, it's pretty great because he's just, you know, swearing a blue streak and not really saying anything. There's no reason for him to do any of this. He has not explained why. If "keep your nose out of my business" is the only thing he's even said. So I wouldn't be shocked if the whole status of Intercontinental Champion comes into play at some point. But, oh yeah, Jericho is definitely being talked about by everybody right now.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest news to come out of the week of wrestling is Chris Jericho showing back up in New Japan. After everybody else said he wasn't, except for one person on this show. I saw that, and the first thing I thought was, "Up, oh, Drow's right."
We talked about that a while ago too, though, when working the internet and all that. Yeah. So that's
it
cool.
It goes back to what Raven said a long time ago, that the fans who think they're so smart to the business are the easiest people to fool, and Jericho proves that every time he does something.
No, absolutely. All right, so check out the Pro Wrestling Top 5, youtube.com/theprowrestlingtop5, weekly top fives of all things pro wrestling. Sean Valentino, columnist from the Pro Wrestling Torch, and Rich Twilling, former senior editor from prowrestling.net. Go like and subscribe for all things top fives pro wrestling. And this week they've got 5 moments from the Greatest Royal Rumble. And also another sponsor this week. Whatever their ad decides it wants to play. Here it goes.
Hot diggity dang. Hillbilly Horror Show's done gone global.
Land of Goshen.
Critics call Hillbilly Horror Show a barrel of good old American fun.
It sure is.
Catch the Hillbilly Horror Show on DVD and Roku, or just visit www.hillbillyhorrorshow.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just talk about www, you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
And while you're there, don't forget to get your official Pyongyang Maine t-shirt and official Hillbilly Horror Show koozie. Get your gear today.
That's for Hillbilly Horror Show. Now, if you were, if
oh,
you're looking,
shit, that's a real thing.
If you're,
oh, I thought that was the Rough House, too.
Now, if you're looking for a Hillbilly Horror Show, now that you can find in JT Land.
Oh yeah, you go from Hillbilly Horror to Jimmy. So I think nothing really much planned this week. I kind of like I'm phoning it in this week since. This week was May the 4th, which is, I don't know why they decided to call it Star Wars Day, and it's kind of stupid. I think it's kind of stupid, and we'll get to that in the end of it. But our favorite tweeter of all time, the Sheik, tweeted this out. No, I don't want that. Come on. There we go. If you watch the Star Wars, you get no date like Logan Paul, Last Jedi, First Jedi, all jabroni, with the mosquito balls, lightsaber, and pancake ass. Real Jedi mind trick is when I show my Persian club, which is bigger than the Death Star, and make dark side humble. Hashtag fuck the Star Wars. Hashtag may the 4th be with you. And that our buddy Paulie B129, and I agree with him, he Sheiky baby smoked too much of the kush, Bubba. But real thoughts on that. Hold on, let me find up the post on it. As our good friend Justin Ruff posted this on Friday. You and your little May the 4th people are cute. To me, Star Wars Day is every day, or every day is Star Wars Day. And that's all I got this week. Sorry.
You know, I was just saying the other day that it used to be like clever when like two or three people would talk, would be like, oh, May the 4th, get it? Haha, Star Wars, May the 4th be with you. Like, and then it's just like, now everybody's doing it. Like, it's not fun anymore, guys. Stop.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
Like, it's dumb. I don't need a special day just because, and call it Star Wars. You know, I'll watch any Star Wars movie any day of the week. I feel like it. Okay, I have like 12 of them. So
right,
because I have a couple of the cartoon ones on DVD. So you know,
and promotional consideration paid for by the following. I don't know if Coaster wanted to introduce it. I guess not. Here we go.
For over 37 years, your source for all things Lucha Libre is Renta Lucha.
Renta Lucha.
Our luchadors do front flips, side flips, back flips, cross flips, under flips, over flips, and every other type of flip that you could ever desire.
Renta Lucha.
Our luchadors will entrance, amaze, allure, and arouse you and party guests for any occasion. Weddings, breezes, or Texas Tornado tag team matches, our luchadors are second to none. Renta Lucha.
Renta Lucha.
Cantonese Corner with Noice.
Yeah, I don't actually have anything, but that was great.
He hasn't been here in like a month, and he's like, I got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, every other week.
I know, but the weeks you're not here, it feels like forever.
Noises are broken.
Well, I can tell you that you can rent a ring from Santino Bros Wrestling Academy.
Huh. There you go.
For some reason, I decided to just actually look up Rental Lucha.
No, if it's from Coasters, it was probably also aired on the Rough House.
That's from the Rough House podcast, yes.
But I am very happy that this Hillbilly Horror House thing is a real thing.
Of course, that's why they're paying for ad space.
And speaking of real thing, I texted Joe last week about this. Muhammad Hassan's back in ring action.
You did text me about that.
as soon as I found it out, I was like, son of a bitch, he's back in the ring now. I don't know if that's going to be a permanent thing, because I know he's a vice principal out here in central New York.
Wait, where is he vice principal?
Bolton.
Yeah, I just randomly get a text like, Muhammad Hassan worked a match on Saturday at a promotion called Dynasty in Amsterdam, New York. And I'm like, yeah, that's something.
I've been making jokes about him coming back for so long, and here it is, it finally happened.
I know, right? We were talking about it in the car when we went to that house show.
Yep.
All right, so Backlash is tonight in lieu of actually bothering to look up any wrestling news.
Fuck the news. Jesus.
Well, Backlash is tonight, so that gives us something to talk about. So,
not really, though. It's Backlash, I mean.
Well, I understand that, but I mean...
You're just going to read the matches and it's going to be awkward silence.
Pretty much. I mean, you can go check out Slat Rock Wrestling on YouTube and see epic Backlash moments. I think that was Slat Rock I did that one for. It could have been WrestleMania. I don't know. Pretty sure it was Slat Rock. Anyway. The pre-show match is Bayley versus Ruby Riott.
Okay.
Yeah. We got a tag team match playa. It's Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
But you guys just said that was on this week already. Oh yeah, WWE.
You know, the funny thing is I was going through my emails this week, some of my emails, because you know I ordered concert tickets because you know
sure.
I gotta do my summer concert stuff. They sent me an email offering me 3 months for 99 cents, and I'm like, I still don't want to pay for the network for that sure. That cheap.
Yeah, I canceled mine this week, but I don't blame you.
You're going to miss out. Sunday Night Heat is coming to the WWE Network tomorrow night.
Ooh.
Nah,
tomorrow night. It's not Sunday night.
Just Stevie Night. Yeah. That was good, actually, but I've seen all that shit a million times on YouTube, so.
It's just the first year of Sunday Night Heat is coming up tomorrow, and then they'll add to it as they go along, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Daniel,
probably get a compliment to watch. If you're gonna watch those old pay-per-views, if you watch the show episode right before it, I suppose.
Oh yeah, no, that's gonna be nice to have. It's also gonna suck to have because it's gonna be like another thing to watch because I've already got Raw and Nitro and the pay-per-views, and now it's like, well, now that Sunday Night Heat's gonna be on. Once I get to 98 or whenever the fuck they started Sunday Night Heat, that's another thing to watch. If I'm going to consistently watch these things.
Spoiler alert, he won't.
You're probably right.
I know these things. I know them.
Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass. I would imagine the real Daniel Bryan and not the midget from Montreal.
Tune in tonight, folks. Find out.
Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe.
All right, the Samoan Joe match.
Yeah, that's back again. Yep. Joe versus Joe.
Yep. What do you know? So that storyline is just basically what?
I have no fucking clue because Samoa Joe is cutting Brock Lesnar's promos for him.
Okay. I remember when
people are hyping up how great it is that Samoa Joe was able to promote three feuds at once, but one of them wasn't even his.
Yeah, this is...
there's no real storyline here. The feud is basically Samoa Joe saying, I'm going to finish off whatever Brock Lesnar leaves, which is apparently an entire Roman Reigns. Which is a shame.
He keeps going on how Roman has infinite chances at Brock and he loses every time, and so now it's time for somebody who can get it done to step up and take that place. And he's not wrong.
And then he got drafted to SmackDown, so it makes the whole thing moot. He's just fighting fighting Roman Reigns just as a just to end this feud, apparently.
I guess the talk is Braun is basically taking over Roman's spot, right? So he was not only putting over Brock's match, he's like setting up Braun's. Fucking Samoa Joe for the win, man.
Yeah.
Hardworking man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and this week on SmackDown, he came out and set up a feud with AJ Styles.
Yeah.
He's going to, like, fight. Okay. Ah, that could be worth a watch, though.
He'll finish off whatever's left of AJ's balls.
Carmella defends the SmackDown Women's Championship against Charlotte Flair.
Yeah. Carmella's... that's the rematch thing for the cash-in, right? They haven't fought since, have they?
Right, no, this is Charlotte's rematch.
So that's a true backlash thingy, sort of, kind of, because it was on Raw, wasn't it?
It was on SmackDown, yeah.
Oh, okay, I fucked up, whatever. ECW.
Nia Jax defends the Raw Women's Championship against Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, I just want to see moments of Bliss. I don't give a shit about the match.
Yeah. Jeff Hardy defends the United States Championship against Randy Orton.
Okay.
Seth Rollins defends the Intercontinental Championship against SmackDown's The Miz.
That one's not predictable at all.
No, not at all. AJ Styles defends the WWE Championship. This is the main event. Against Shinsuke Nakamura in a no disqualification match.
Yeah, IE ball shots are illegal.
Which means Shinsuke can punch AJ in the balls as many times as he wants.
Well, Shinsuke's going to do that anyway.
Right.
Yeah, but AJ's going to be one step ahead and he's going to wear a cup.
Yeah, that's the obvious outcome, the obvious solution for AJ Styles.
I dare say a cup will not protect you if you keep getting hit there.
That explains why I pasted this. Yeah. Does anyone else AJ should wear a cup? Absolutely. No one has thought of this. I'm amazing for thinking of it. And that comes from everybody.
Right.
Actually, I don't know. Acro, you're three on Squirt Culture. Apparently, Ron Simmons is having gay meat. What?
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 I don't know. That's what it says.
Damn.
So, yeah, damn. I guess the cup thing makes sense. But. Main event, huh?
Yeah, that's the main event because, you know, they don't want to pay Brock Lesnar to show up for pay-per-views.
Yeah. I just hope I read later that it's like a really fucking awesome match and it's the one that should have happened at Mania and then I might go watch it.
Right.
So that's my expectation of hope on anything on that card that you just read. Is that I hear, oh man, that was fucking like a brilliant match. It goes for like half an hour. It gets somewhere near the quality people wanted. That'd be sweet.
Well, I think that match illustrates a point quite well. And I know this doesn't have anything to do with backlash per se, but so many people are constantly criticizing New Japan for their abundance of tag matches, you know, 6, 8, 10-man tag team matches. But the point of those is to give you a taste for a match like that without giving it away again and again and again. And now you've got AJ and Nakamura, which people were clamoring for before WrestleMania. It was the thing everybody wanted, and now we're getting that match for the third time in rapid succession, and most people don't care. That's why those tag matches can be a good thing. It limits interaction, but it still lets you see, ooh, that might be great. And obviously, everything in the world of wrestling doesn't need to work that way, but this is why they do that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, would it surprise anybody to hear that John Cena and Nikki Bella's breakup is a work for Total Bellas?
No.
Wait, they've actually confirmed
don't
it now.
Say.
It's that is a rumor at this point, but I mean,
I heard that rumor when it was happening. Like, people were wondering if it was a work, but I've also heard they're reshooting Total Bellas.
I hear that it's a work, and the new season starts pretty soon.
Like, the season was supposed to end with them finally getting married.
They were supposed to apparently get married May 5th. Yeah, I don't have the date, but it's apparently just a few weeks from now that Total Bellas is supposed to have its season premiere or whatever.
May 19th.
Everything's happening May 19th.
What do you know about
what you know about May 19th?
Seriously, though, everything is, like, I have a show May 19th. My girlfriend has a different show May 19th that she's putting on. Hulk Hogan is in town on May 19th. Like, what the fuck?
And I'm driving my girlfriend home from the prom.
I was just going to say I have to work our prom on May 19th.
Wait,
Katie Vick in your school.
Wait. Does anybody just know? Wait, you're letting your girlfriend go to the prom without you?
No, I was making a Katie Vick reference.
Okay.
Ah, yes, that is what happened on May 19th, isn't it? Anyway.
I was making the May 19th Kane reference.
Yeah, well, that was the May 19th Kane reference.
Kane was there, too.
Yeah. By the way,
he's one step closer to becoming Mayor Kane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he won the Republican primary in Knox County there. So he
American politics are weird.
He will go on
just to an election to decide who gets to be in an election.
Well, you see, the primaries are like a number one contenders match.
But you do the same thing with the president. Yeah, you have these elections to decide who gets to be in an election. You really fucking love elections.
It's like a number one contenders match. You have to win, and then you go on to the main event. In this case, it's the main event of a house show in Knox County, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, with the presidential election, that's like the main event of, like, Wrestle America or America Mania or something.
And who better be the mayor in a red state than the big red machine?
Exactly.
Ah.
WWE's stock reached an all-time high this week, climbing to a share price of $41.60. It came immediately after the first quarter earnings of 2018 were released, showing WWE to be performing well from a business perspective. WWE started at $39 a share that day, with the record being set at noon before closing the day at $41.38. Since January 2018, the WWE stock has increased 31%, has increased 106% from May 2017. In recent years, WWE's opened the stock exchange to coincide with big events, including WrestleMania and Raw 25.
Yeah. They had a bunch of shit loaded up in that quarter, so...
Yeah, the second quarter is going to be interesting as well, because that's where the Saudi shit is.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, they're getting that big cash infusion.
Let's see, Hulk Hogan was inducted into the Boy and Girl Club Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah. And WWE released a statement saying, WWE applauds the work Hulk Hogan is doing with the Boys and Girls Club of America to turn what was a negative into a positive by helping young people learn from his mistake. While he is making, while he has taken many steps in the right direction since we parted ways, Hogan is not currently under contract to WWE.
It's a very interesting award. You know, did you know that in 2008, he won an award too? Yeah. He won. He was honored by the National Indian Gaming Association, also known as NIGA. What, and if you don't believe me, scroll down in the notes. This is a real article. This actually happened. In 2008, he went into the NIGA Hall of Fame for a humanitarian award on behalf of the Dream Seekers Foundation. And in fact, I have a link to the Indian Country Media Network.com news that establishes this is a real thing.
Well, you know, brother, that's why I had to. That's why I got to say it on film, brother.
Yeah, he was just referring to the Indian dudes. He wasn't being racist.
He doesn't see color, man, or he does, but he confuses it with color from other parts of the world with his derogatory terminology.
Well, the main colors he sees are red and yellow.
That's right. He's kind of like part dog in a way. It's like not totally colorblind. It's just color confused. Like the human DNA mixes with the dog DNA. This is known fact. Like, I don't know what you guys do in Canada. We've been splicing animals together, humans, for a long time. And dog people don't do well with the sight tests. True. All of it. 100%. Ah, it's fucked up. Hey, I love the fact that you segued it. I was just like, how am I going to work this in? You said that. That's why I went, really? Okay. Perfect.
I didn't even open the show notes because I knew there wasn't news in there. So I'm just scrolling through, I'm scrolling through a news site and that just happened to be one of the things. So it worked out perfectly.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
And then Jerry Lawler had brain damage from a stroke is like the only other thing that's like newsworthy.
Yeah, I saw that. I just opened up this Angry Mercs deal for Sunday.
Said I had my first follow-up with a neurologist, Dr. Weaver, here in Memphis that came to see me while I was in intensive care and everything with my stroke. I had to get a CAT scan today, but the cool thing is he showed me a picture, brought me back, and showed me a picture of my brain, and this was not something I wanted to hear. He said, let me show you your brain and your brain damage. I said, what? And he said, yeah, take a look. So anyway, he shows me this scan of my brain, and there was a spot on it, a dark spot, about the size of a quarter. He said, when you were in the hospital, that spot was solid white because it was solid blood. Now the blood has been absorbed, and that is cells that have been damaged. I said, so that amount of cells were damaged? He said, oh yeah, you're just very fortunate. If that amount, that size, had been further down inside your brain, you could have lost the whole use of the whole left side of your body. I have no residual effects at all. I'm lucky.
Yeah, that's crazy. That was the one he had like a couple weeks before he was doing the announcing on Mania.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's minor news, but Jim Ross kind of upset everyone again.
Yeah. What did he do?
He said he doesn't feel that the women should have been paid for not being at the Greatest Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I can see why that pissed people
because
off.
They didn't work the show, so he was like, why should they get paid?
Well, he goes on to say that you earn the right to be on the show and that if they wanted to be paid and treated accordingly, they had made great strides, but if they hadn't earned their way onto the show, they had nothing to say. And everybody's like, yeah, in a country that doesn't recognize them as full humans with rights.
Yeah. Yeah. Should it be saying earn? That doesn't, that's totally going to piss people off. Because it wasn't like a choice thing about earning. It was like the contract they made and the conditions set forth by the government. That's not earning. That's like being denied the opportunity to perform. Earning is completely different. Wrong word, JR.
Yeah.
Dumbass, JR. Holy shit. I don't know the whole particulars of it, like how that deal works. I know they're doing the multiple shows, and I know that like they paid them money to put on a type of show, including propaganda information and whatnot for their country as part of the whole Saudi movement.
So apparently in the next one, they will be allowed to have women.
If it was set up where it was like a completely separate contract from the main WWE contract, like a, what would they call that? Like a I don't know. There's probably a term for it.
Subcontracting?
I don't know if that's the right thing, but yeah, that's the type of idea, you know? Then I suppose there'd be a different pay structure set up for performance-based work, right? Like, from the point of view, I totally get it if your contract says if you appear, then you get paid more. But wouldn't that really, if it's not a separate contract, wouldn't that not fall under the, what's the term they use when they pay them to sit at home when they're hurt or whatever?
Oh, downside?
Thank you. Yeah, they should get paid for that, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
It's like they're kind of being like, they're not being injured, but they're being sidelined by things out of their control.
Plus, you could always just say it's a bonus.
Yeah, I suppose too, but I mean, obviously there's like a lot of people pissed off and rightfully so about like, you know, the human rights issues that not only the women, Sami Zayn, because his nationality, who
Paul
else
Heyman
was
too.
Off?
Paul Heyman.
No, he ended up showing up, didn't he?
Yeah, Paul Heyman was there.
I don't know. Yeah. I slept through that.
I remember hearing something about him not being there, and then he ended up flying out late, and it was just a scheduling thing. But that people are speculating because of his ethnicity as well.
Well, they've had that law in the books since the 70s, because my brother was posting about it, that, you know, they have anti-Semitism essentially written into all of their travel laws and everything. So, yeah, I had expected that they wouldn't let Heyman go, but you know, the Sami Zayn one kind of threw me, at least at first. But you know,
I heard people speculate that Sami would choose not to go as a form of protest, but for them to actually just leave him off, that was a bit of a shock. Yeah. And apparently they didn't even tell him why, which is why he just trolled everyone on Monday, saying he had a bad case of vertigo. With just the biggest shit-eating grin on his face.
Heel Sami is best, Sami.
He has proven to be an amazing heel.
Absolutely. All right, anybody got anything else they'd like to add? I guess not.
I don't know. Fuck it. Moving on. End of show. Yeah.
In that case.
Yeah.
For at Random Redhead, at El Generico, at Book Junkie Jaina, at Mark _ Noise, at G of the Internet, I am at Think So Joe. We are at that's Board Wrestling Fan Without Vowels, facebook.com/boardwrestlingfan. You can listen to this podcast every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern live on boardwrestlingfan.com or download us at iTunes, Google Play Music, bodyslam.net, anywhere that podcasts are sold, and we'll see you next week.
I'm going to the beach in June.